Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, good evening, welcome, and of course, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for spending your Mother's Day evening with us here at the best place to tune in to piss off liberals. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, your home for the liberal resistance, the place where you can go to promote the individual liberty, free enterprise, traditional values, and limited government. You know, those core principles that just absolutely drive liberals crazy. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com. On social media, Facebook, True Social, at The John Whitmer Show, and of course on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a great show for you tonight, by the way. But first, a couple quick programming notes. Remind you, next Sunday, we will be broadcasting live, taking the show on the road downtown to the to Union Station, the headquarters for Americans for Prosperity. We'll be right downtown at Union at Union Station for a live broadcast. We'll have more information on the John Whitmer Show. We'll put that out tomorrow. You can check out all the details, but make sure you come join us. Come sit in, watch, throw food at me, whatever, you know. We'll have some fun, but check out social media. Look out for that. We'll be broadcasting live from American for Prosperity, from their offices downtown at Union Station. And of course, next Sunday, former Republican Senator Phil Graham will be with us on the show, so tune in for that. Tonight, we've got a great lineup. Sam Sorbo, many of you will know her. Obviously, she's wife of actor Kevin Sorbo. We've had him on the show. He obviously was Hercules, but she is an actress and author of Parents Guide to Homeschool, Making Education Easy and Fun, and will explain why she is leading a powerful national conversation about how we define and approach education as a society. She's an advocate for homeschooling. I'm really looking forward to having her on the show. She'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour. She's also coming to Sedgwick County Republican Party via Zoom this Thursday evening. She'll be the featured speaker at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting. The Kansas State Troopers Association is condemning the parole of a man who killed a state trooper nearly 50 years ago. We'll talk with Sage Hill, the president of the Kansas State Troopers Association, about the parole board's decision and what comes next. Sedgwick County Commissioner Jeff Blubaugh, my county commissioner, will tell us how citizens can access the county's budget simulator online. I did it. By the way, I was able to cut the mill levy by cutting spending. It was great. It's easy to do. You should try it. We'll give you that website. We'll talk to Commissioner Blubaugh. And Scott Powell, senior fellow at the Center on Wealth and Poverty, will explain why he says judges should stay in their lane, upholding the law rather than legislating and interfering. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls all throughout the show at 316-869-1330. Thank you again for joining us. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the incredible moms out there. Today is, by the way, again, happy Mother's Day to my wife. And happy belated birthday. It's her birthday yesterday, so we got a twofer. We got happy Mother's Day and happy birthday to my wife. And today we pause to honor the women, and I do say women because men can't get pregnant and men can't be moms. Let's get that junk out of the way. But we honor the women who gave us life, who nurtured us, disciplined us, prayed for us, and shaped us into the people we are, from the sleepless nights to the hard-earned wisdom, from scraped knees to broken hearts. Moms have always been there on the front lines of the home, of the heart, and of the nation. It's our moms. And there's something sacred about motherhood, something timeless, something that transcends politics, or at least it used to. But here we are in 2025. Things are getting a little better. Thank God we have a president that actually recognizes there are only two genders and, you know, men can't get pregnant. But it's sad that I have to say this. I never imagined that I'd live to see the day where I'd have to defend the very idea of a mother, where a Supreme Court justice would go to confirmation hearings and say that she can't define a woman because she's not a biologist. Where I'd have to explain that women are women, that mothers are female, and that giving birth is not a gender-neutral experience. It's uniquely and beautifully the gift and the role of women. Yet the left, in their endless quest to deconstruct everything traditional, has decided that even motherhood is fair game. You've seen it. We've all seen it. Terms like birthing person replacing mother in hospitals and government documents. Schools asking kids to celebrate parents rather than moms because it might not be quote-unquote inclusive. Politicians, mostly from the left, telling us that men can get pregnant and that motherhood isn't tied to sex and that being a woman is just a feeling. Heck, last Saturday when I was interviewing the protesters in downtown Wichita, we talked to the one gal who said that her gender was determined because somebody put a check next to the F on her birth certificate. Well, F her and her birth certificate. Folks, that's not progress. That's lunacy. And worse, it's deeply insulting to the women who've sacrificed so much to be mothers. When you strip away the word mother, you strip away a pillar of civilization. When you pretend that men can do what women do, conceive, carry, and give birth to a child, you're not elevating men, you're erasing women. You're reducing the miracle of motherhood to a biological function that anyone can supposedly opt into with the right pronouns and a prescription pad. And let's be clear, this isn't about kindness. It's not about inclusion. It's not about compassion. It's about control. It's about redefining the family, eroding faith, and dismantling the bedrock values that have held this country together for over 240 years. Traditional marriage, a mother and a father, raising children in a stable, loving home, is not outdated. It's not oppressive. It's a model that works. Is it perfect? No, nothing is. But for generations, it's been the gold standard, and mothers, women who carry life and pour their hearts into their children, have always been at the center of that model. Now, let me say this loud and clear. We love and respect people of all backgrounds and identities, including those who choose, and yes, I said choose, to identify as whatever, a kumquat, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care. That's your choice. But respect goes both ways. And when you start telling moms they can't even call themselves mothers, or that they need to share Mother's Day with some moron who says he's a pregnant man, you've crossed a line of truth, of science, and frankly, of common sense. Motherhood is not interchangeable. It's not subjective. It's not something you can identify into. It's something that is lived day in and day out with love, strength, and sacrifice. Ronald Reagan, one of our greatest presidents and a man who understood the deep value of faith and family, once said, "For my mother, I learned the value of prayer, how to have dreams, and believe I could make them come true." That's the legacy of a mother. It's not about biology alone. It's about the formation of the soul, the moral compass, the nurturing of values, the backbone of freedom. So to all the moms listening out there, thank you. Thank you for holding the line. Thank you for loving when it's hard. Thank you for raising the next generation. And when the culture tries to make your role look small, stand strong. And to the folks pushing this radical gender ideology, we see you. We're not buying it. We won't let you erase women, redefine reality, or silence truth in the name of tolerance. So this Mother's Day, we're doubling down. We're honoring motherhood, we're honoring traditional family, and we're standing up unapologetically for the truth. Because if we lose mothers, we lose everything. So God bless moms all across America. We'll take a quick break, and then Sage Hill, the president of the Kansas State Troopers Association, will tell us about the parole board's decision to parole a man who killed a state trooper nearly 50 years ago and how that's upsetting so many people. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nicely done, Phil. Nicely done. Very appropriate intro music for this guest. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. So again, you know, I've told you about AFP before. If you want to get to know them more, come join us next Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live from their offices right here in Wichita, downtown at Union Station. We'll have more details, more information available for you on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll post that for you tomorrow. But come join us next Sunday. We're broadcasting live. And, of course, while you're online, check them out at AmericansForProsperity.org, and you can get more information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So during the early morning hours of May 24th, 1978, three people inside a vehicle that then 26-year-old Conroy O'Brien had stopped on the Kansas Turnpike. He was a trooper. He stopped them on the turnpike near Macfield Green, forced Conroy away from his patrol unit. These three thugs forced him out of his patrol unit and into the ditch. The subjects, unknown to Conroy at the time, were wanted for a string of armed robberies across multiple states. So these guys, I mean, just scum. Let's just call them what they were. They then led they were led by Jimmy Nelms. Nelms disarmed Conroy, fractured his skull as he begged for his life. A short time later, Jimmy Nelms then killed Conroy by shooting him twice in the side of his head with his own service weapon. They left him in the ditch. Nelms and the other two occupants then fled with the intent of killing someone else and stealing their car. Later that same morning, they were in custody after unsuccessfully attempting to kill yet another Kansas State Trooper, Charlie Smith, who had located and chased them down and engaged them in a gun battle. So needless to say, these guys are scum. At the time of his death, O'Brien worked as a state trooper on the turnpike and was known for being kind-hearted. He became a cop for all the right reasons. In addition, his wife was pregnant with a girl. A jury convicted Jimmy Nelms of premeditated felony murder, aggravated kidnapping, and unlawful possession of a firearms. Nelms received two life sentences in prison for the murder, with an additional sentence for the kidnapping and unlawful possession of a firearm. Now let's take you to this year. In March, the Kansas Prisoner Review Board, the parole board, for one unknown reason, decided to grant parole to Nelms through his release date, although the release date has not yet been announced. In a statement, Sage Hill, the president of the Kansas State Troopers Association, condemned the State Prisoner Review Board's decision to parole Nelms and release him from prison, calling the decision, quote, a betrayal. And he joins us now. Trooper Hill, first off, thank you for your service to our state. Did I get the facts right in that intro?
You did. You did. And thank you for having us, sir. Well, I appreciate the coverage and you using your voice for this.
Well, and I know that you're dealing with some stuff with your mom. So happy Mother's Day to your mom as well. I appreciate you taking the time to join us this evening. If I got to tell you, brother, if anyone ever stops and wonders why more good men and women no longer choose a career in law enforcement, this has to be. I don't understand. Can you try and explain? Have we heard from the parole board? Do we know what their justification, what their explanation, or do they even have to tell us why they came to this conclusion?
No, the deafening silence, absolute deafening silence. We haven't heard anything. We've heard from many, many others, to include, you know, and this is, I want to be very clear, this is no longer a political issue. Governor Kelly came out against this. This is, the Senate President Ty Masterson, A.G. Kobach, House Speaker Dan Hawkins. I mean, everybody is hurting from this. And I think to your point, yeah, with your lead in, you're absolutely on the right track that, you know, something that a lot of the haters say online and otherwise are that, you know, that's a dangerous job. You guys know what you're doing whenever you sign up for it. And they're not completely wrong, right? We do know it's a dangerous job and we do it and we love doing it because people like this, and you're again, totally right. They are scum. We want to be the ones that, you know, that barrier between society and the public. We enjoy that work. We want to do it. And we're okay with assuming that risk. And our families are even okay with us assuming that risk because of a sort of social contract that we have where, you know, two big things are going to happen right off. One, the community is going to support us. They're going to back us up when something does go sideways. And two, we're going to have an effective and efficient system to appropriately handle situations like this, to completely disincentivize hurting a cop and to keep us as safe as we possibly can be. We know that's going to happen once in a while. Bad things will happen, but there need to be dire consequences, and everybody agrees with that. And so out of those two items in this case, the first one, the community, you look at the comments section of any of these, you know, social media posts from us or any of our supporters, the community is answering the call. They are behind us. The state of Kansas is outraged right now. It's the system that is broken and has failed us.
Yeah. I mean, again, this guy shot him twice in the side of the head and left him in a ditch. And yet the parole review board, Mark Keating, Jeannie Ward, and CJ Perez have yet to even explain. And we'll get into it in a minute. I want to ask you, you know, what we can do about it. But The parole board recommended releasing this guy. Is that just a recommendation? Is that a recommendation until the Secretary of Corrections or the governor signs off on it? Or can someone reverse this decision? Or is that it? It's done.
I honestly don't know, sir. And I've talked to people at the, you know, some pretty high levels of state government and law enforcement, and they don't know either. Thankfully, we've never had to deal with this. Nobody has made a decision this awful before that anybody can remember. And the Prisoner Review Board, under its current title, the state of Kansas changed it in 2011. It used to be a larger board with more members on it. You know, there was a different process for appointing those individuals and something along those lines. Yeah, like I said, we can get into it. That makes way more sense. These are all, you know, I don't want to get into too much supposition or psychoanalyzing these folks. I have no idea why they did what they did, and I don't care. I know how bad they screwed up on this one, and that's all that matters. These are DOC insiders. They're career bureaucrats. They all have a corrections background. These are not appropriate representatives of the citizenry, right? You didn't vote them in. I didn't. Nobody had any say about it. They were just thrown in there. And now, yeah, they decided it's okay for somebody like Jimmy Nelms to have the same freedoms that you and I do and be out with our kids and the elderly and everything else.
Well, and they were, from what I understand, they were appointed by the Secretary of Corrections. So literally a bureaucrat appointed these three bureaucrats. There's literally no democratic representative process involved here whatsoever, which means there's no accountability to the public. It's literally just a bunch of bureaucrats self-appointing each other. We're talking with Sage Hill, the president of the Kansas State Troopers Association. I think one of the things that is so frustrating for many who read this story is it feels like the family of the victims are being victimized all over again, and they have no recourse here. I mean, what would, if we had to change, I mean, what would be the changes to the parole board here? Because it seems like there is no accountability. And I think that's where, if we can't undo this, which we don't know if there is a way to undo it, if the governor is asking how this happened, then obviously she either doesn't know or is pretending she doesn't know. How would we change this parole board if we could going forward?
Well, first, if I can address the first thing that you said in that, you know, it feels like or it seems like that the families are being victimized all over again. I'm here to tell you, can confirm. I visited with his wife, his widow, yesterday morning, and Colonel Smith, whenever he first told us about this in an agency-wide email that the decision had been made, he described it as a gut punch. And that physiological pain response is not hyperbolic. Like, I think many of us actually felt that. And then yesterday morning, it was all over again talking to her. It's absolutely gut-wrenching. As far as how we fix it, I don't want the momentum to stop. It can't stop. We have... You know, Kansas is the Wild West. It's a great place to live, but there are some serious criminals here that have to remain appropriately incarcerated, and this will be precedent setting. So if you don't want somebody in public like Jimmy Nelms, the sort of guy that can do everything that you described in the intro, we have to take action. And that is, I think, just an outpouring to legislators, politicians at all level. And I'll tell you, we have wonderful relationships across the entire state because of the incredible work that our members do in 105 counties across 83,000 square miles. People think that we're their troopers, and we are. We belong to them, to the communities that we protect. And we do enough good, and we do that with such courage and professionalism, the membership of this association across the state, that when we talk, people listen. We've got a lot of capital and bandwidth with this association now, and I will use every ounce of that to support this community outrage and undo this decision by whatever means necessary. The next thing will be, once we get past that step, we have to reform this board.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm confident that we'll get it done. I'm not married to any specific framework at this point. You know, for example, something that would make a lot of sense to me is, you know, maybe two appointees from the governor, two appointees from the attorney general, and then maybe one more that's Senate confirmed from DOC or somebody else wants could chair it or whatever. There just has to be some checks and balances in place. We have to do better than this.
Well, I served in the legislature. Excuse me, the last 2 years I was the vice chair of Corrections and Juvenile Justice. I guarantee you that there will be legislators that will be looking when they get back up there in January to work on legislation along these lines. And if you haven't, you know, I know that Representative Leo Delperdang, he's the one who helped me facilitate this interview. And thank you, Leo. You know, I guarantee Absolutely. You there will be trooper. Legislators that will work. I mean, heck, his son is a trooper. You guys will have allies in the legislature, and I think this will get fixed as quickly as it can, because it does need to be fixed. There needs to be an accountability for this type of screw up. That's assuming we can't get it reversed. The hope is that it will be reversed. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to support you, if they want to support the Troopers Association, they can get information at kstroopers.com, correct?
That's correct. That's our website. We're also on Facebook. We use that a lot. And then my personal email, if somebody wants to send me something, is the president of the association. It's first name dot last name, dosage.hill@kstroopers.com.
Sage, I'm going to write that down. Next time I get a speeding ticket on the turnpike, I'm going to call you, and you can laugh at me and tell me to hurry up and pay it. So
I'm a different kind of trooper.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. Take care of your mom. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, my friend. Keep up the good work. Coming up, Sedgwick County Commissioner Jeff Blubaugh will tell us how citizens can access the county's budget simulator online to try their hand at balancing the county's budget. They certainly can't do any worse job than the county staff are doing. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And, of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Speaking of going online, citizens can now access the simulator online, the budget simulator for the Sedgwick County government. The city of Wichita has one too. You can try your hand at balancing the county's budget, getting a look at the financial impact of increasing or decreasing funding to services like public safety, health programs, and infrastructure. As users make trade-offs, they can gain some insight into the challenges of governing with limited resources. With us now is Sedgwick County Commissioner Jeff Blubaugh. Jeff, thank you for joining us. Happy Mother's Day to your wife. I know you guys have great kids. By the way, I'm a little disappointed. I know you brought your brother, your Oregonian redneck brother, with us. So I appreciate it's kind of fun. And my wife is going to, by the way, we're going to have to put him on the air here in a minute, but my wife is from Oregon originally. So, she will appreciate an Oregon redneck being in the studio with us. But, you should have brought your kids, because I love having your daughter in here. She's great.
Well, thank you, John. Actually, my wife is with her mother, which only lives a couple miles from our house. So everybody's right in there. And you know, I know you only live a couple miles from there as well. So I had to bring my brothers rather than my wife and let her spend time with her mom. And the kids are all over there with her this evening.
I tried the simulator. By the way, if you want to try it, it's sedgwickcounty.org. And that's /budget simulator. And you can go on there and it goes to different, you know, public safety, infrastructure, all the different subjects. And then you can either, I guess it's staff recommendations of how much to increase, keep the funding the same, or cut by that same amount. So what I did is, big surprise, I cut everything. I cut, not only did I not give them an increase, I didn't keep them stable. I cut every single budget. Lo and behold, I not only was able to save money, but I was able to lower the mill levy. So it can be done. It's just if the politicians have the will and the, you know, the actual cojones to do it.
We had the budget simulator when I was on the Wichita City Council. This is the first time the county rolled it out, and I'm excited to see us rolling it out. Some of the feedback that I've been getting is, you know, a lot of people, they just want it. They don't want to go through the simulator. They just want to splat. And I brought this up in the commission meeting. Well, the reality is right now there'll be an opportunity for that.
Right.
But at this stage, we really want folks to step up and put yourself in our shoes and walk through there and try to balance the budget yourself.
Yeah, it's not easy. And you can, if you try and play with it, I mean, if you really are trying to do, the only real way to actually cut taxes is to do what I did. You have to cut everything to actually lower the mill levy.
So I do want to say the budget process is probably the most important thing we do as county commissioners.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
And the commission is not just accepting a manager or a staff budget. Bureaucracy does not run this government. The people run this government. And that's why we're reaching out to them first. So our budget is going to ensure resource availability, help set and report on internal goals, prioritize what's important to the people, and provide a plan with pivot contingencies to provide services.
Yeah, granted, it doesn't go into a lot of details because then you just get lost in the weeds. But it gives you an idea. It allows you to see what priorities are. And, you know, because like one of the things that I would have done, obviously, is done more cuts to things like the zoo or exploration play. I mean, that's where I would have gone. I wouldn't be doing elephant barns and things like that. But
I assume that's because you do not believe property tax dollars should be utilized to pay for quality of life projects.
No, that should be user fees or sales tax or something.
I knew that about you, John.
Amazing how that works. But at the same time, because if you're not going there and you've got, I know people who are being taxed out of their homes. And if that's happening, then let the users and people who are coming from outside the county help pay for that instead of property owners.
Sure. And as I said during my campaign, and I still walk the walk, that quality of life to a lot of folks in Sedgwick County is making sure you have food on the table, making sure your utilities are paid, making sure you have a car and reliable transportation to get you to point A to point B. That's the quality of life that's most important to the constituents that I speak with.
Yeah, we're still dealing with the after effects of Joe Biden's economy. And right now in the Joe Biden economy, you can't really afford a quality of life right now. You're still dealing with high prices, inflation, all the other stuff. The president's doing what he can. But right now, I'm not really worried. I mean, don't get me wrong. The pictures of the little baby elephants are adorable. But I still wonder if we needed to spend $10 million of property tax money on a barn. You know what I mean? I mean, let's prioritize, folks. And right now, lowering property tax, especially when we know there are already proposals being at the city and the county at raising taxes again.
So I will say some of my takeaways. I've been in here 5 months now. The county really is ran a lot more conservative than what I've seen at the cities.
I think, without a doubt.
And
you
look at that property tax bill, we're really only taking 20 to 25% with that 175 other taxing entities on there. So I am happy to see how conservative the government really is ran. But to your point, and a lot of folks other, what do they want their property tax dollars spent on?
Yeah, and I think you are right. And I've had that conversation. A lot of other people, and to an extent, it's the same thing with the city. The city is not as efficient with the money as the county is. But if we really want to talk about property taxes, there is one elephant in the room that politicians are afraid to talk about, and it's the schools. Because if you do that, then you're immediately, you hate kids, you hate teachers, that massive thing called the teachers union comes at you, and it's hard to get reelected when they turn their long knives on you. But the bottom line is, I mean, you and I know, we both live in the Goddard School District. They raised my property taxes 18% last year, and all I've done is mow the lawn, I haven't done that religiously enough. I mean, you know how it is.
Yeah, you know, I originally came from the school board prior to being on the Wichita City Council.
I don't know how conservative like you got elected to that Goddard School Board, but you know what I mean.
And, you know, the Goddard school bond is a little bit different.
Oh, by the way, yeah, vote no on that thing. But that's coming up Tuesday. Vote no. Vote no. Goddard School Board, vote no on that bond. That's $350 a year tax increase. Sorry, I had to interrupt there, but, okay. We got to kill that thing.
Some of the major things we are looking at on the Sedgwick County budget is 2026 budgeting items. Staffing has improved. You remember here a few years ago, and by all means, you know, probably half of our budgets go into public safety.
Which is where it should. Jeff Easter does a great job.
Yep, the sheriff, the jail, EMS, and
district attorney.
The funding priorities kind of slid a different direction, and you got to pay those folks out there. They're our first responders. They're out there keeping us safe. You've got to take care. And you know me, I'm always going to be a strong public safety guy. So I always look for, you know, make sure that we're spending our tax dollars the way that I believe that we, you know, spend our own personal dollars, but we've got to keep those staffing levels high. But you do look at costs are rising and citizens are maxed out in terms of property tax. I just got my appeal on my house. I think I showed you where, in 4 years, my property tax on my house over in Atlanta Circle went up 77%.
Yeah.
And I get my appeal back. No change. And that's the feedback I'm getting from other people as well.
And I've been to your house. You're like mine. I don't notice. I haven't built on an extension. You know, I don't know what's happened to your home to go up by 77%.
And what happened to me, everybody in my neighborhood, probably happened to you too. My lot, it's a decent sized lot. It's a little under a half acre, but $80,000. I ran all the comparables, for everything in the Goddard School District. And I think the highest price I found was $40,000 an acre.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff, my house has gone up by $100,000 in that period.
So,
10 years. It's obscene.
We're really having some conversations about those values.
Good,
as well.
Good. Well, brother, I appreciate you. I'm up on a break. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to reach out, again, if they want to try the budget simulator, that's sedgwickcounty.org/budget simulator. And if they want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know me, I throw my personal cell out there.
You're crazy.
316-640-0656, or you can send me an email at jeff.blueball@sedgwick.gov.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. Keep up the good work. Say hello to your lovely daughter and your wife, and happy Mother's Day to her.
Thank you, John.
We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We come back, we'll talk to the redneck from Oklahoma, from Oregon here. I got to get him on for my wife.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, you got good music tonight, Phil. That's really nicely done on the music. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Every week, the folks at AFP are engaging folks all across the state on issues that matter to you. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And don't forget, next Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters down at Union Station. Check out the John Whitmer Show Facebook page for more information on that. And so I wanted, Jeff brought his brother, Jason, in, and I had to talk to Jason because, well, first off, country. So, but there's, you're from Oregon, which is almost as bad, if not worse, actually, than where I was. I'm born and raised originally in California. Okay. So I can, I know a little bit. But Oregon, everybody thinks it's this liberal, and it is. I mean, it's a mecca. It's like Southern California. But there is a patch of Oregon that's about as redneck as and conservative as you can get. And I know this because my wife is from Klamath Falls. She's got family. I mean, she's been in Bend. And so there is this patch of red that's in the sea of blue. It must drive you crazy.
Yes, it's different. Before COVID, moving out there, 2012 from Kansas, rodeoing and living in Kansas and moving to Oregon, and the experience that my kids go through, the school systems of telling my kids who they are from birth, opposed to us, the parent. I rodeo, naturalist, you eat, you breathe, you wake up, you spend time together, you treat your horses and you each other fairly. God first, other second, self third. I moved to Oregon and they moved me. I didn't even understand what was going on.
And you told me, by the way, you raise horses, which you showed me a picture, a phenomenal picture of your horse that just won. What was it? The horse just won?
We sold it to Cassie Mowry a couple years ago. We sold a couple horses and she won the world last year in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And she's sitting number one in the world in the same horse.
Wow. That's amazing. But you also told me about your daughter. I guess at every year at school, they get to pick their gender.
That's right. We go out in Oregon, Newburgh, Oregon is where we're from. In the school system, I did not know this. I'm at a track meet. My daughter's track meet. She's a sophomore in high school. And there are boys running against girls. And
boys I have no idea. Identifying as trans.
Yes. And I looked in the OSAA school board. I'm like, how is this going on? How did I miss as a dad? Because I live in the country on 20 acres. So I'm a little bit – I don't – meddle a lot. I don't ask questions. I stay to myself.
That's but pretty, then it got pretty typical. I mean, that's most of
I
us.
I try to stay quiet, but then it's like, well, I want to tell my kids some truths. And then when I see kids that don't even know a truth and it's boys and girls are fighting over what that means to be a boy or girl. And I read the OSAA, which is Oregon State Athletic Association. They passed a law years ago that said a male or a female is not in your body, it's in your brain. Therefore, every year you can say what part of your brain you want to be a male or female. So that is their guidelines.
Jeez. And I assume if you speak up, then you're in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the redneck comes in, the patch. We are patches, all right. And you put holes in our jeans, we're going to speak up a little bit.
Jason, I appreciate it. Well, come back to Kansas, you'll be happier. We'll take a quick break, and then after the top of the hour break, Sam Sorbo, actress and author of Parents Guide to Homeschooling, will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.